Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April the 1st. First of all, I want to wish everybody a very nice Easter holiday weekend. We have a long weekend. Markets are closed tomorrow for Good Friday. Enjoy the holiday and have a happy Easter. The grains closed lower with May corn down 4.5 cents at 5.59¾. May wheat down 7 cents at 6.11. And May beans down 34¾ cents at 14.02. Today was a tale of two cities, old crop versus new crop. Old crop lower, new crop higher. December corn was up 7 cents at 44.5, new contract high and high close. November beans up 7.5 cents, 12.63¾, new contract high and high close. The July-November bean spread was down 38¾ cents here today. It got as high as 229. So we've broken that the spread almost a dollar a bushel here. I've never seen a major bull market that really wasn't led up by the front months. So is that an indication that what's going on here is an abnormality that's not going to last? I don't know. I don't believe the acres are what is going to be winding up being planted out here. I think we're going to see more acres. Are they going to wind up, is going to be 2 million more wheat? I don't think so. Where's the other 2 million acres? Did it go into marijuana? I don't think so. And I don't believe Illinois and Iowa are going to be down 300,000 to 400,000 acres with this weather that we're seeing out here. So I think when it's all said and done, acres are going to still go higher. But what the report is still telling us is that we've got to have trend line yield or better in order to avoid huge carryouts in the year to come. That any threat on production is going to send prices higher. But if we have a great growing season, which we're certainly off to, maybe this thing settles down here. We've gotten a little ahead of ourselves. The November beans broke as much as 58 cents off of last night's highs. So certainly not indicative of a major bull market when you see something like that. But at any rate, the market is tight enough that, you know, if you make some cash sales up here, buy back some call options to keep the upside open. Like I mentioned, the weather is great. The dollar was down 28 ticks here today, 92.95. But crude oil was up 2.15 a barrel. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. But overall, you know, I think we're turning this now into a weather game as much as anything else. I think the world will continue to believe that there's more acres. So weather is going to play a big part in here. And so far, the weather around the world is pretty good. At any rate, have a great weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.